Early this morning, the Lord helped my heart as I was praying through Psalm 40. The end of the psalm says, "Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God." I love this verse. Those who seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee, and those who love your salvation, let them say continually, the Lord be magnified. We've come on this Sunday morning, and I hope you're here to seek Him. I hope you're not here just to get credit for coming to church, because that's not the way it works. I hope you've come with a desire to see your God, to meet Him. That's why we're coming. And those who come to seek Him, let us say, O Lord, be magnified. What goes on in this service is not about you, it's not about me, it's not about what we might derive from the service. It's about God being magnified, about the truth of who He is being big and large in our eyes. But the strange thing that happens in worship is as God is magnified, as He is made big, we are helped. Now, if you come and you're the big deal and what you want is to be sung to and preached to and everything to sort of cater to you and you're magnified, nobody gets help. Not even you. You leave as selfish as when you came in. Yeah. But if you come and your heart is for God to be big, yes, and you see Him in the truth of who He is, people's hearts are helped. My goal this morning is that we'll seek Him, that together we'll say, Lord, You be magnified, You be big. And as we do that, we'll get the help we need. Anybody needs some help today? Comes from God being magnified in our presence. Stand to your feet. Let's ask Him to be magnified. Father, we come and we've set aside this time this Sunday morning to seek You. What matters is You. That You're glorified, that much is made of You. May we set aside our own selves, and for the next few minutes, God, this next hour, let us focus our attention solely upon You. And Lord, as You're made big, as we think of You and as much is made of You in song and in sermon, Lord, our hearts will be helped. Bless these folks that have come to worship. But Jesus, we pray that You'll be blessed, that Your name will be glorified. If it hadn't been for Your grace, we'd be in hell today. We wouldn't be in worship. So Lord, we just turn our hearts and minds towards You and pray. Would You be exalted in this service today? You're worthy of praise. You're worthy of glory. Help Your people, Lord, and we'll thank You for what You do. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Lift your voice. Let's worship Him together this morning.
Amen. Our God is strong and He's faithful. Let's declare His love this morning. Rejoice in your heart this morning.
God and King, His love endures forever. For He is good, He is above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm, His love endures forever. Oh,
Won't you give the Lord praise for his faithfulness this morning? Aren't you glad his faithfulness is not contingent upon our faithfulness? That's the great God that we serve. Don't ever forget the goodness of the Lord. He is good to us this morning. I like the next song we're going to sing. I want you to join. We will remember the works of his hands. Don't forget who he is and what he's done for you this morning. Sing with us if you will. We will remember.
We will remember. We will remember.
Course again.
Faithfulness.
Give him praise, church. He's worthy. We bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Amen.